After nearly 2 years of heated debate over Bloomington's stance on contact with federal immigration agents, the police department has quietly adopted roughly the same policy used by the town of Normal. Immigration activists had feared Immigration and Customs Enforcement would be getting police help rounding up undocumented immigrants. In this interview with GLT's Eric Stock, Police Chief Clay Wheeler says the new policy means contact with ICE will rarely be an issue, and then only in criminal matters.
It was something that the mayor had put out his recommendation to us of having a policy that for something that did not pass council and did not have the full support of council. Basically, what we have done is it's the practice within the department of how to address that, and we follow the Trust Act and the information provided by the Illinois Attorney General's office and how to we should address the issues brought through in the Trust Act.
So can you say under what circumstance your officers will interact with immigration agents?
In my 28-year history, it's very, very seldom. And definitely on a routine basis for a police officer on the street is probably something that doesn't even happen during their career. It's hard. It's a very general question to ask. For the most part, it's something that doesn't really occur at all. If there were to be something that immigration would ask for, if they were to go look for violent offenders and ask for our help or something, it'd have to be something that we at a command level would make a decision on based upon the needs of the community. No different, really, than the policy in effect over at Normal as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. They had adopted a policy shortly before this was handled here in Bloomington. So was there an effort to have parity between the two departments to avoid any confusion from the public standpoint?
Yes, and that's basically what we're doing is Normal has a policy of with if an immigration issue comes up, if an ICE agent, so to speak, comes and asks for assistance, that has to be gone through supervisors, the chief's designee, which at Normal is the lieutenants, and here as well. And we've given that direction to our command staff as well. And really, for anything that doesn't need an immediate decision right that then, as far as something that's occurring on the street, it's something that goes through my office and gets documented.
For something that seems to come up so rarely, according to what you've described as your interactions over all your time here, did everybody make too big a deal about this? This was an ongoing issue for a year or more.
It's the eye of the beholder. If you're somebody that has those concerns, because that's the part of the community that you live in or you are part of, I can understand how it was a concern, because there was the paranoia or thought that there was much more going on, and during different parts of the country there was. It necessarily didn't translate to here. So it's a very important issue to some people. We understand that. And that's, I think, why Illinois came out with the Trust Act and reminded police officers that most of immigration is a civil matter, not a criminal matter for the law enforcement officers to deal with. So that's the direction the guy on the street has, is it's a criminal thing. It's not a criminal thing. It's a civil item that's not their purview, not for them.
The city's Public Safety and Community Relations Board formed a year ago to help the city address concerns about alleged mistreatment by officers and specifically how the department handles those complaints. Now, the department went the first year without any complaints that went to the PSCRB. The first one was filed just a few weeks ago, and by that we are referencing the department's handling of the complaints, not the initial complaints themselves. Do you feel creating this commission has changed the public's view of officers, and has it changed how officers interact with the public in any way?
I suppose it would for some of the citizens. I haven't really talked to anybody that's told me that, so I don't know firsthand. I have heard some people say that maybe the fact that there's a board and somebody looking at nature of complaints has changed the way the officers have done their job. You know, me as the leader of this organization, I support anything where our officers say, you know what, I need to do the right thing and do things the right way. So if they feel that a little bit and have changed anything, I don't see that they've changed anything, but if that's a possibility, it certainly doesn't hurt that somebody believes that doing the right thing is a good idea. I think my staff, they do the right thing because that's why they hired on here, and that's what we tell them to do, is to try to do the right thing by people because that's what they believe in and why they're police officers.
Bloomington Police Chief Clay Wheeler spoke with GLT's Eric Stock. Wheeler adds the department doesn't have any new details about the city's only fatal shooting from last year that remains unsolved. Trevante Kirkwood, who was gunned down in the 1300 block of North Oak Street last November. Police say at the time they did not believe the shooting was a random act.